I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Well, here we are. It's the first week of January, almost over. And frankly, I've missed ranting and raving to my wonderful audience about things that I believe in as a Republican. And sure enough, this morning, I woke up with an epiphany. Yes, I woke up with an epiphany because I finally discovered the fundamental reasons between Republicans and Democrats. Did you hear that? Yes, I have discovered the fundamental, the core difference between Republicans and Democrats. It's bothered me for years. I really don't get the difference between them. I used to think it was personalities or something like that. But I woke up this morning with this clarity of thought. It was clear to me. It was like a lightning bolt. After all of these years, and I thought, by the way, John Kennedy was a great president. He was a Democrat. Truman was a president, was a great president. I think he was a Democrat. So I have nothing against Democrats or Republicans, but I now know the difference. And yes, I am going to pass on this vital piece of earth-shaking information to you, my personal audience, all each of you, or all one of you, or anybody that is still listening after me being off the air for a long time. The difference is all about, as you could imagine, money. The Republican philosophy is that you, as an individual, are smart enough to know how to spend your own money. You don't need help from the government. You can elect to buy the food you want, the car you want, the house you want, the school you wish to go to, the furniture you want. And you can make all those decisions by yourself, including providing for retirement or your old age. So the Republicans fundamentally believe you're a smart person. You're rational. You'll make rational economic decisions. Then the markets, those companies that provide those services, whether they're old folks' homes or furniture building companies or Toyota or General Motors, they will respond to your purchases. If you buy more cars, they'll build more cars. If you buy crappy furniture, then they'll build crappy furniture. If you buy food that's crappy, not good for you, then they'll build more crappy food that's not good for you. But be that as it may, the Republicans believe that decision is yours. Now, with the exception of providing for war and other kinds of governmental actions, the Republicans believe you can decide how to spend your own money. So generally, that's why Republicans are in favor of tax cuts. They want to give more money back to you. And yes, they may wind up ending up giving more money back to the rich people than to the poor people, because after all, the poor people don't pay any taxes in the first place. But the point is, they want to give the money back. And they want to give a lot of it back because they want you, the consumer, the citizen, the American, to make the purchasing decision, and then the markets, the companies, decide what they'll build based on your rational purchasing decisions. Oh yes, I know there's people out there that spend money irrationally. But for the most part, that's not accurate. For the most part, people do make rational decisions. In other words, if they have a limited amount of money, they buy food first. Once they buy food, if they have more money, they buy shelter. And after that, they buy clothes. So people make rational purchasing decision based on their needs. And then we have the Democrats. The underlying core theory of the Democrats is that you, as an American, as a citizen, do not know how to spend your money, and therefore they need to take all of it they can and spend it for you. Their belief is that the government, a group of really relatively few people in Washington, D.C., can determine how your money should be spent. And remember, it is your money. You are the one that worked for it. But they think you're not smart enough to make rational decisions. And so they need to step in, take your money, or as much of it as they can, and spread it out into programs that they think are important. Now, I'm not saying that entitlement programs are not all important. I'm saying they're simply not important. If people were left to make rational decisions, some of those entitlement programs would go away. Not by magic, but by the natural selection of the market. People are generous. Americans are generous. We give billions of dollars to charities. I'm sure if it was up to Americans, we wouldn't have farmers that get paid not to grow food. We would grow the food and give it away to people. Well, the economists, they get sick at that because they have all these macroeconomic and microeconomic mathematical relationships showing that farmers make more money when you grow less. Aha! So let's grow nothing and make a fortune. Now, I know that's a flawed analogy, but getting back to the point, the Democrats have this opinion, you're just not smart enough to make your own decisions. And the market is not smart enough to respond to those decisions. So the government must step in, take your money, or as much of it as they can take, and then they send it down into areas they think are important, whether that's funding operas or funding national public radio or a myriad of other programs that they fund because they think, they mean the government, think those programs are important. If national public radio was so important, then have them for a year give all the money they get from the government back and see how long they last. If they last a long time, it's because people believe in what they do and will contribute to it. But if they don't, then they should die on the vein, on the vine, as they say. But as long as they live or suckle at the tit of the government, National Public Radio will go on forever. Remember, I used to think NPR was objective because something in the name seems objective, like National Public Radio, but the fact is they're partisan. And you don't have to listen to them very long to recognize how partisan they actually are. Not just one example, but there are dozens and dozens of other examples. But I want you to leave today with this one primary thought. And that is that Republicans want you to keep your money and make decisions about what you want and let the market decide what to build based on your decisions. Not the government, not the Democrats. The Democrats want you to give them your money or give more of your money to the government and let the government, in its wise, sage ability, determine where to spend it. I don't know anybody, Republicans and Democrats, that agree that the government knows how to spend our money. But the Democrats don't seem to connect the two. They tend to say the government does not know how to spend money properly, but they do not understand that the government is the one that's taking their money and making that decision for them. So, you know, what can I say about that other than what I've already said? Think about it. Every time you pay taxes, not that taxes are bad, I'm not saying that, but should you let the government make your purchasing decisions for them? For you, I mean. And when you give your taxes to the government, that's essentially what you're doing. You're saying to the government, I trust you. I'm giving you my money. Please spend this money wisely. Then slap yourself a couple times across the face because you know damn good and well they don't know how to do that. How many times do we have to hear about the $500 hammer or the $2,000 toilet or the items that are bought at 10 times cost? And no, they don't know how to spend your money wisely. They're not set up to do it. If you think the government can spend your money wisely, then I would say just give it all to them and tell them to send you enough food, enough shelter, and enough clothes to get you through your life. Because there's a lot of people that think that's what should happen. Just let the government supply everything to us. But not me. I'm happy with the tax cut. I don't care if the billionaires get to keep more money than I do. After all, they pay more taxes. I don't care that they can hire accountants that maybe know clever ways to hide taxes more than I do. Because eventually, they spend their money. Well, wait a minute, Sherwood. Don't they put their money in the bank? Sure they do. What do the banks do? Loan it out to businesses. A billionaire with $1 billion in the bank is doing something for the economy. The bank is doing something. Rich people don't put their money under beds. They didn't become rich by putting their money under a mattress. They became rich by investing their money in real estate, in products, in manufacturing, in technology, in trade. And every one of those things produces jobs, produces tuitions for people's children. I'm all in favor of the rich people keeping more of their money because I know what they're going to do with it. They're going to spend it. Years ago, there was an article in the Seattle newspaper about Bill Gates. I don't remember the article exactly, but let me explain to you a little bit about what was in it. They were criticizing Bill Gates. And the article was criticizing Bill Gates. I act like I know him. I don't. I have met him, by the way. My wife and I have both met him, but we met him when he was poor, about 1980, as a matter of fact. But the point is, the article criticized Bill Gates for building this $40 million monstrosity house in the Seattle area. How horrible it was for him to build this expensive house. How terrible it was. How egregious it was. How heartless it was. Then there was a small article later in the same paper, this is as I recall it, talking about the reporter who went out to visit the site. And he said, yes, it's a horrible site. Bill Gates is building this $40 million house. It's 35,000 square feet and a 12-car garage, and it's got this electronics and that electronics. And all I see at this site are electricians, construction workers, welders, truckers, carpenters. That's right. The $40 million house was creating jobs for dozens and dozens and dozens of people who would take that money and go home and spend it with their children and their family on soccer, on movies, on clothes, on food, on shelter. Who cares that he lived in a 35,000 square foot house? Look at all the people the construction of that house supported. And believe me, the people that had those jobs, they were happy to have them. The great irony of the story is that many people agreed with the first reporter, which wrote how meaningless it was for Gates to build this house. But I guarantee you, none of the electricians are making double time on Saturdays, and the carpenters making double time on Sundays, et cetera, were unhappy. Yeah, they may have wanted to live in a $40 million house themselves, but for whatever reason, life didn't give them that option. But life did give them this option, and that they had work that day. So on this whole issue of tax cuts, you can sum it up when you realize that the Democrats were against it. The Democrats were against giving you back your own money. And who's that lady in San Francisco, the Democrat? I always forget her name. You probably know it. She said how dangerous it is to give money back to citizens. That's what she said. Dangerous. Dangerous. How stupid is that? How can she continue to be elected? And I've already answered that question in an earlier podcast. Who can be fundamentally against letting you keep your own money that you work so hard for it? Now, if you didn't work hard for it, I get it. If you're already on total entitlement programs, then you're jealous of the billionaires who get to keep more money. But I'm not. Because I see what wealthy people do. Go to a library and think of a guy named, I think it was Dale Carnegie. Gates is pouring billions of dollars back into medical research, funding hospitals and doctors around the world. Warren Buffett does the same. They don't put their money under mattresses. They reinvest their money. For me, I like the idea that these people invest their money because they're going to invest their money in rational things, things that make a better and more productive society and world for the rest of us. If they're lucky and make more money because Warren Buffett buys Dairy Queen and the price goes up, so what? He's going to, by the way, pass away just like the rest of us. But the point is, his money's going to be invested while he's alive. So I'm not going to rag on this anymore because I think I've made the point. I want you all to go and think about the underlying differences between the Democrats and the Republicans. I don't mean their differences on educational views or immigration. Those are policy differences. But what about the absolute top underlying view? Maybe that's contradictory. The base foundation of the distinction between a Republican and Democrat. And I'll say it to you again. I believe as a Republican, you as an individual are rational, responsible, and totally capable of spending your own money and making rational purchasing decisions. And I rely on the market to build what you want. And the Democrats don't. They feel just the opposite. Now, before I get jumped all over in emails or comments, yes, I know there are some people that make stupid purchasing decisions. And by the way, that's not going to change. But fortunately, that's not the large majority of people. If people get used to earning and spending their own money, they'll be less likely to depend on the government to do that for them. And yes, despite all that, yes, I am in favor of taking care of the sick, the people that can't take care of themselves. I also believe that Americans can make that rational funding decision themselves without sending the money to the government and the government making that decision. We are a generous society, as I've said. Most of us, when we see a homeless person, if we really believe they're homeless, we'll make a contribution. Most of us make contributions to organizations that help homeless people. We can make those rational, moral decisions without the government imposing their level of morality on where the money should go. And that's the main differences I see between Republicans and Democrats. And if you think about it, if you try to find an underlying difference, that's what you will find. It won't be on how we feel about immigration, because it all stems from cash. All stems from who has the money, who gets to spend the money, and who gets to tell you, the American citizen, the heartland person, how your money should be spent. And I don't think it should be the federal government. So yes, I'm in favor of tax cuts, and I don't care if the billionaires get to keep more money than I do, because after all, they have more money than I do. That's all for today. Signing off, Bob Sherwood at webtalkwiththebob@gmail.com, coming to you from the heartland of America, where we still worship the flag, put flags out in our yard, open the door for women, are conservative, try to be kind, and put on extra weather protection for the Arctic chill that we're having. See you later. Have a great day. I'm coming back now as often as I can. I'm sorry I've been gone so long, but I've been busy. The sexual harassment thing has almost gone away now, because none of us want the finger of accusation to be pointed at us. So maybe due process will make it another year. Goodbye. Signing off. Bob Sherwood, webtalkwiththebob@gmail.com. Have a great day. I brought to you courtesy of